All right, then. Thank you. Thanks for the holler. All right, so I think I did.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
You did not.
You fine? Thanks. Okay, thanks. Okay. So my name is Karen. I work for OSADL. I'm going to take a step back, actually, from everything we've been discussing here today about what capabilities SBOMs have and what they need, what more capabilities they have to have as well, and how about tools to create them, and go back to, well, I think what they were originally for, what we thought we originally should use them for with license compliance. And there we have a lot of stuff where we're still redoing the same work again and again and again, because creating SBOMs doesn't work automatically, at least for most of the software that we're dealing with in embedded Linux systems. So there's still a lot of manual work required, and that's where sharing and reusing work